In due time, the Brahmin took his bath, accepted his meal, and went to rest. As he was resting, Lord Shri Krishna silently approached his bedside. Putting the Brahmin's legs on his lap, he began to massage them.
Best of the Brahmins,
are you resting peacefully? Are your religious practices proceeding without too much difficulty? When a Brahmin is satisfied, come what may, and does not fall away from his duties, then he's qualified and can acquire the fulfillment of his desire. One who's not satisfied, he wanders restlessly, whatever he may be,
even as Indra,
he'll see only difficulty.
I offer my obeisances to the Brahmins and Vaishnavs, because Brahmins are always self-satisfied, and Vaishnavs are always engaged in actual welfare activities. Therefore, they are the best friends of the people in general, as they are both free from false egoism and are always in a peaceful condition of mind. Tell me, are all the citizens of your kingdom satisfied?
Yes, my lord.
Then your king must be well qualified. Now, if you have no objection, please speak about your mission.
My lord, I have come from Vidarbha, which is ruled by our dear king Bhishmaka, whose only daughter Rukmini is to be married to Shishupal. Although all the family members and relatives wanted her to be given in marriage to your lordship, her eldest brother Rukmi arranged her marriage to his friend Shishupal. Princess Rukmini requested me to deliver to you this message.